KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Let's take a look at your high school baseball scores from Friday, June the 1st. It was AHST over Riverside by a score of 11-0. Carroll beating St. L's 7-4. Coon Rapids Baird was a 3-2 winner over Guthrie Center. Also in baseball, it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln downing Lewis Central 7-0. Fremont Mills doubled up on Essex 4-2. IKM Manning was a 5-2 winner over Maple Valley Anthonoto. Also in high school baseball action, I-35 Truro defeated Corning 11-1. Logan Magnolia was an 8-3 winner over Kingsley Pearson. Martinsdale St. Mary's blanked Lennox 16-0. Missouri Valley was a 14-5 winner over Griswold. Nishtabotna beat East Mills 19-7. In other high school baseball action, it was Nottoway Valley over Wayne of Corydon 11-5. Ridgeview blanking Boyer Valley 10-0. Southeast Warren Liberty Center was a 15-0 winner over Mount Air, and Council Bluffs St. Albert was a 7-0 winner over Denison Schleswig. Also, Tri-Center Neola beat Audubon 3-0 in high school baseball, and Bedford was a 15-0 winner over Central Decatur in three innings. High school softball action from Friday, just a few games on the slate. Coon Rapids Baird was a 12-0 winner over Guthrie Center. EHK Xyra beat the Atlantic Trojans 2-0. Trainer was a 5-2 winner over Underwood. Villisca beat Sydney 11-2. Woodbine downed West Monona 13-9. And it was Council Bluffs Lewis Central over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 10-1. The latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union softball rankings were released yesterday afternoon. And in Class 5A, Des Moines East is in first place, followed by Ankeny and West Des Moines Valley in third. Ottumwa is fourth. Iowa City West is fifth. Rounding out the top ten was Davenport, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Muscatine, Pleasant Valley, and Dowling Catholic. In 4A softball, Clear Creek Amana holds on to the number one spot. That was from the 2011 rankings. They haven't got any action scheduled yet. But anyway, they were in first place. Dallas Center Grimes in second. Winterset is in third. Creston and Glenwood were ranked eighth and ninth, respectively. In Class 3A, the team from Solon holds on to first place, as they did last week, the first week of the rankings. Mid Prairie was in second. West Burlington, Burlington Notre Dame was in third. Bondurant Farrar fourth in Class 3A softball rankings. Wilton was fifth. Also rounding in Class 2A, NSKAR was Armstrong Ringstead, actually, that is in first place after the second week of rankings. Iowa City Regina moves up from third to second. Sumner and Fredericksburg move up from fourth to third. And Durant moved up from fifth to fourth. Also moving up in Class 2A was Jessup, which went from 6th to 5th. Trainer, which was previously unrated, jumps into the top 10 at the number 9 spot. In Class 1A softball, Akron Westfield holds on to the first place position after week number 2. Earlham is at 2nd place, same as they were last year. Martinsdale St. Mary's is in 3rd. Previously unranked Arweva moved into the top 10 at number 10 position. Charter Oak Ute fell from 7th to 11th, previously unrated Coon Rapids Baird is in 12th place. Exira, Elkhorn Kimbleton went from 8th to 14th in the ranking, and Walnut went from 11th to 15th place. In state tennis action on Friday, in 1A singles, the championship went to Jalen Deering of Comanche, who defeated her opponent, Kylie Vogel, from Comanche. In the consolation first round of 1A singles, it was Jenna Wilkinson of Independence downing Clarenda's Casey Dean 6-4-6-4, and Ashley Sinnott of Waterloo Columbus beating Savannah Belcher of Albia. In the consolation quarterfinals, Jenna Wilkinson of Independence downed Kate Walker from Red Oak 7-6-4-6. In doubles, it was Class 1A semifinals, Lindsay McGonigal and Lindsay McManus of Waterloo Columbus, defeating Kimberly Groff and Mackenzie Johnson of Shenandoah 6-1, 1-6, 6-4. The third place in the doubles, the team of Groff and Johnson from Shenandoah defeated KJ Veldman and Rachel Westergaard of Spirit Lake Okoboji. And in the consolation first round, it was Marissa Burrish and Morgan Kurt of Waverly Shell Rock over Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman of Glenwood 6-3, 6-1. Also, Hannah Hington and Tracy Wolfokel of Western Dubuque defeating Rachel Ingram and Cassidy Ibsen of Denison Schleswig, 6-2, 7-6. In the 2A girls singles tennis championships yesterday, in the consolation quarterfinals, Abby Bergston of Lewis Central defeated Maddie Larson of Ankeny, 6-2 to 6-1. In the consolation semis, it was Katie Melbourne of Pleasant Valley over Bergston of Lewis Central, 6-1, 6-3. And for seventh place, Angie Allgood of Muscatine defeated Bergston of Lewis Central, 6-1 to 6-3. Elsewhere in sports, the Iowa State linebacking duo of A.J. Klein and Jake Knott are part of the reason that the Cyclones linebackers are rated second nationally as a group by Lindy's College Football Preview. Both were named as first-team All-Big 12 selections. Klein was voted second-team All-American. Arguably, the two best linebackers in the Big 12 and one of the most productive tandems in the nation play in Ames. Senior A.J. Klein, who has 116 tackles, 7.5 for loss, was the Big 12's co-defensive player of the year in 2011, and senior Jake Knott, with 115 tackles and 4 forced fumbles, was also a first-team All-Big 12 pick. Klein is rated as the second-best linebacker nationally and not the seventh-best outside linebacker in the country. College football's most dominant conference has its wish list for a playoff. School presidents and athletic directors from the Southeastern Conference have voted unanimously to support the proposed concept of having the four best teams in the country play for the national title. The league doesn't want a playoff to include ties to conference champions. SEC teams have won 6 straight BCS titles, making it easier to see why it supports a best four format. It would give the powerhouse conference the greatest chance to get 2 teams into the tournament every year. Elsewhere in college football news, Penn State coach Bill O'Brien has named senior Matt McGloin as the starting quarterback. McGloin will top a depth chart that will also include Paul Jones and Rob Bolden. The Nittany Lions open up the season on September 1st versus Ohio. And Vanderbilt's football coach is apologizing for a failed attempt at humor. James Franklin told a Nashville radio station on Wednesday that he considers the looks of an assistant coach's wife before deciding whether to hire him. He says he wants to see if the man's wife looks like a, quote, D1 recruit. Vanderbilt Vice Chancellor David Williams said the two discussed how, quote, inappropriate and offensive the coach's statements were, no matter his state of mind or intent. Franklin writes on Twitter that his attempt at humor fell a few yards short. In NFL action, documents gathered in the NFL's bounty investigation of the Saints include a ledger detailing payments for plays such as cardoffs and whacks, a person familiar with the probe had said. The person confirmed the existence of the ledger to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity Friday night because the NFL has not publicly discussed it. Yahoo had first reported that the NFL has the ledger, which describes $1,000 payments for cart-offs or hits, which left opponents needing help to the sideline. Incoming Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said he is against stipends for student-athletes, pointing out that there are other places where they can play for money. Bowlesby also repeated the stance of Acting Commissioner Chuck Nias, the school presidents and athletic directors, that the Big 12 supports a 4-team playoff consisting of the highest-ranked teams to determine college football's national champion. Bowlesby spoke after the final session of the Big 12's annual spring meeting Friday and just before he hopped on a plane to attend the Pac-12 meetings. Bowlesby is finishing up his tenure as athletic director at Stanford. He'll officially take over the Big 12 on June the 15th. And the Big 12 men's basketball tournament will remain in Kansas City through 2016. The conference announced a 2-year extension to its deal with the Sprint Center, which has hosted the event for the past 3 years and was scheduled to host the tournament through 2014. There were questions about the future of the tournament with Missouri and Texas A&M in leaving for the Southeastern Conference next month. Some believe the tournament would move to Dallas or Oklahoma City to avoid playing in a state without a Big 12 member. Still, the Sprint Center is a short drive from Kansas and centrally located for fans of Kansas State and Iowa State, which is why Kansas City has been the traditional host dating back to the days of the old Big 8. That is a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.